Speed, you're correct, is recognised as being one of the main contributing factors, and often that speed is a result of intoxication as well. People are driving, they're too fast when they have alcohol on board or when they have other substances on board as well, and to detrimental consequences for themselves and their families. And I welcome the idea of having mandatory drug testing at the scene of accidents, and indeed I think drug testing is something we need to see rolled out more and more across the country in general anyway when it comes to checks the Gardaí are doing at checkpoints. I think the issue in regard to speed limits, and it's something that I think we have to be, you know, absolutely, we need to recognise that there are many, many roads where the speed limit at present set at 80 is far too high. And that's the reality for an awful lot of quiet country roads. Having said that, there are stretches of those roads where it is appropriate to have it at that limit. And that's where I suppose we need to ensure, and in fairness, you have acknowledged that the local authorities will have, and hopefully in conjunction with the Garda Síochána, will have a substantial role in ensuring that they have got the flexibility to have an appropriate limit on the piece of road we're talking about, so that the law that we bring into force will be a law that will be abided by the citizens. Because if we bring in laws which people feel are ridiculous or inappropriate, people just simply won't abide by them, and then it makes it more difficult for indeed on Garda Síochána to enforce them. And that brings me to another aspect of this. Much of what we do here will of course be about enforcement, and I think enforcement and deterrence are the big issues. The problem we've got at the moment is that in the last number of years we've seen a huge depletion in Garda numbers across the board, but particularly in the roads policing sector, where almost a third of the Gardaí that was policing our roads in the past are not there anymore. And the impact of that is to be seen everywhere. It's to be seen in the number of people who are being prosecuted, the number of people who have been caught, and all of that as well. And I think what has happened is that removal of Gardaí from that section has been replaced by the Go Safe vans. And while they have a role to play, I don't think they play the role that they should be playing. I think we should see more Gardaí there carrying out those efforts. In regard to the prospect of bringing in penalty points at a higher rate for bank holiday weekends as to other times, and I do get the logic, and you explained that clearly yesterday at the committee, and I do understand where you're coming from with it, and you have an example from Australia where it worked before. However, that is one jurisdiction in the whole globe where we see this happening. And I think we should be careful about that, because, again, I would be very conscious that suggesting that somehow or other a person who speeds or who uses the road in an inappropriate manner and breaks the law on a Thursday or a Friday is somehow or other less culpable for doing so than they are at a weekend. I think that's the problem that I've got. I think, you know, the law should apply across the board. And I think doing this is a dangerous road to go down, if you'll pardon the pun, but we do need to, I think, consider it very carefully before we would go down that road. And, you know, I appreciate that the Minister wants to move this at pace and wants to make it happen quickly and to introduce these things fast. That's fine, but I think we also have to be responsible and recognise that sometimes there can be unintended consequences to legislation that we bring in with too much haste, and we want to be careful that does not happen in this regard. The other issue that I want to raise with you is in regard to road safety, is in regard to the actual quality of the roads that are there. Now, in my constituency, we have a road called the N17. There was a great song written about it, as you all know, I'm sure, but there's a portion of that N17 road which is very dangerous, which requires upgrade and requires works. In the last couple of months, Minister Ryan was in Sligo when he told us that there was going to be no upgrade works done to the N16 road, that the new road was not going to be built, and that had basically been shelved. To great disappointment, not just to the people of that area, but I think to the motoring public in general, because an awful lot of people use that road and recognise how dangerous it is, and that new road needs to be built. Government commitment, I think, to roads of that nature needs to happen. We need to see safe roads, because it's not just people who travel in cars and indeed heavy goods vehicles and all of that, but also as we try to roll out more and more public transport, and particularly buses in rural Ireland, we need to see quality roads for them to drive on. I also want to raise with you the issue of the A5 upgrade, which is, again, another road which goes through, as we know, the other jurisdiction going through the north, and there has been a commitment from government in the past, and I would like to hear you re-echo that commitment that government will fund that road on a 50-50 basis, and hopefully we can move that forward, because it really does need to move forward. Because at the end of the day, you know, the numbers of people that have been killed, particularly in County Tyrone, but in other aspects, other parts of that road as well, you know, are much higher than other sections of roadworks. So I think government commitment to that needs to happen, and we need to keep the pressure on to ensure that new road is built and is delivered. The stats that we look at for people that are losing their life on the roads, we see that, you know, this year, 53 of those who lost their lives out of the 155 were the drivers of cars. There were also pedestrians was the next category at 38, passengers in cars at 32, motorcyclists 22, five cyclists killed on the roads, and indeed four on e-scooters as well. The statistic that you spoke of in the beginning, Minister, in regard to people not wearing their seatbelts, I assume in most cases that's passengers usually in the back seat that wouldn't wear their seatbelts. I think I have very seldom seen anyone getting into a car and driving without their seatbelt that is the driver or indeed the front seat passenger. I imagine this is a back seat passenger issue. I'd like perhaps you can clarify that, but I expect that, again, we have a culture. I think we have a culture where most people do wear their seatbelts, but there are a minority, I think, that possibly don't. And I think possibly the aspect of that is backseat passengers. But as I say, when we look at the stats, 32 of the 155 people killed were passengers in cars. So perhaps that's where that's coming from. The speed issue, and just to return to that for a moment, the speed issue is one of the key factors. But I think there's other things that happen at the same time as people speed, and there are group of people out there that when they get in behind the wheel of a car, they think they're at the Monte Carlo Rally no matter where they're going. They speed, they drive erratically, they drive recklessly, and we need to have measures to be able to ensure that those people are caught. I feel they're in a minority. There's an awful lot of people out there who abide by the rules of the road, who travel at appropriate speed, who monitor weather conditions, who do everything properly, but they're the minority that don't. And I think we need to have proper mechanisms in place to ensure that those people are caught and that they are properly dealt with. And that brings me back to the penalty points and to the adequate fines that can be put in place. And at the moment, there is a fining system in place which is the same across the board. And, you know, someone was pointing out to me that, you know, if a celebrity that has a very big fast car drives the road and gets caught speeding, the fine doesn't matter to them. They've got the money. Whereas for a lot of other people, the fine is an issue with them because they're tight on money, and money is going to be a big thing in their lives that they don't have spare for to be paying fines for speeding or for any other way in which they would abuse the road laws. But that brings me to some other jurisdictions where the fines are related to the person's income, and that is something that I think could be something that could be considered. And I would ask the Minister perhaps if he has looked at that or considered that as being a possibility. Also, I think, and you mentioned it in your own remarks, Minister, is the use of mobile phones. I spoke to someone there last week and they told me that they drive a van very regularly, which is usually high above the road, and they were looking, often they'd glance down at when they're passing cars or when cars are passing them. And this man told me that on his way to Dublin a couple of weeks ago, he counted five people that were driving with their knees on the steering wheel as they were texting in that one trip. And, you know, I don't know how we can deal with that. How can anyone stop that person, catch that person, watch that person? We don't have technology to be able to do that. And I think that's down to the person themselves having enough cop on to realise this is extremely dangerous, both for themselves and for others. You know, a person may have hands-free and answer a phone and speak on it while they're driving. That's one thing. But to be actually trying to text while you're driving, it is just beyond belief that people would do that. And according to this man, it's not just an odd person doing it, it's something that he sees on a regular basis. So I think, Minister, we need to have a range and a suite of measures to be able to deal with road safety. I think some of the things you're bringing in are very appropriate and need to happen. I think we need to be looking at others. I think we need to be looking at technology more. We need to be looking at the static cameras. You've mentioned that in your remarks. We need to be looking at speed limiters, possibly, in cars. We need to be looking at ways in which we can deter people from abusing the rules of the road and make sure that there's adequate sanctions in place when they do that. But we also need to educate people and train our young drivers better when it comes to using the roads, and particularly when it comes to using our motorways. So, in summary, Minister, I think what you're trying to do is laudable. We support it. We want to see it happen. But we don't want to see stuff that's brought in which later we regret or which have unintended consequences. And that's why I feel it's very appropriate that we have a full and comprehensive debate on all of these issues. Okay.